bracing for a surge at the southern border. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas admitting in congressional testimony on Wednesday it's coming.
With the Title 42 public health order set to be lifted, we expect migration levels to increase as smugglers seek to take advantage of and profit from vulnerable migrants.
Mayorkas spelling out details of his six-point plan to deal with the expected influx, including moving federal law enforcement officers from other agencies to the border. Several Republicans critical of the plan, including Ohio Senator Rob Portman.
It sounds a lot like the plan currently in place, which is simply to expedite people coming through the process. So in effect, to make it easier for people to get from the border into the interior of the country.
There are several Democrats joining in the GOP's call to delay the lifting of Title 42 restrictions. Only days after lamenting a court ruling against public transit mask requirements, the chief medical advisor at the White House says the U.S. has emerged from the coronavirus pandemic.
National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease Chief Anthony Fauci now says the COVID-19 pandemic is over within the United States, and that the virus will likely never be eradicated. Fauci tells PBS that keeping the virus in check will likely require yearly vaccinations and monitoring. He also notes the pandemic conditions persist in other parts of the world.
Fox's Evan Brown. There's been a prisoner swap between the U.S. and Russia. Marine veteran Trevor Reed, jailed in Moscow for allegedly roughing up a police officer, exchanged for a Russian pilot who'd been convicted in the U.S. on drug smuggling charges. The suspect in Sunday's murder of a 10-year-old girl in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, is a 14-year-old boy, according to the district attorney, who says he admitted strangling and sexually assaulting Lily Peters. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden planning a trip to the Far East next month to discuss with Asian allies emerging threats from China and North Korea.
President Biden's going to visit South Korea and Japan in late May, taking his first trip to the region since he became president. He'll be meeting with leadership of both countries as North Korea escalates missile testing. The trip also comes as the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative puts China at the top of an annual blacklist for lax enforcement of intellectual property rights. The office said China continues to be the largest origin economy for counterfeit and pirated goods. And President Biden will be meeting with the so-called Quad, meaning Australia, Japan, and India, in the hopes of forging stronger partnerships to contain China. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
An extensive state investigation launched after the police killing of George Floyd in 2020 has found the Minneapolis Police Department has engaged in a pattern of racial discrimination for at least the past decade. The Minnesota Department of Human Rights will negotiate a court-enforceable consent decree with the city to address a long list of problems identified in the report. New York's highest court rejecting new congressional maps seen as favoring Democrats. State Court of Appeals agreeing Wednesday with a group of Republican voters who say the district boundaries had been unconstitutionally gerrymandered. Thanks to a break in the weather, firefighters in New Mexico say they've made progress fighting a big wildfire that scorched nearly 100 square miles, but the weather expected to take a turn Thursday and Friday.
The primary danger looks to be just those very strong gusty winds and those dry dry conditions, and the the ground conditions are very dry, so they're going to support the spread of wildfire.
Meteorologist Harry Weinman at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center. A prairie fire in Nebraska is now reported to be about 75% contained. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.